of my favorite guests is back in action.
Tony Fulmer. One of the best. Tony, you're one of the best. One of our favorite guests.
Thank you. You can say that. I can't.
You can say it. Go
no,
ahead.
No, I shouldn't.
Say it. Just see how it feels to say that you're one of our favorite guests. Just say it. You know, you can say it.
I'm one of Bill and Wendy's favorite guests.
How stuck up is Tony Fulmer? Comes in here saying stuff like that.
I don't know. Go to the Chalet Nursery and tell him that. Tell him how stuck up he is. That's 3132 Lake Avenue, Wilmette, Illinois. Tony is the Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery. And I've got to be honest with you, I'm having a tough time even looking at you.
Oh, gosh.
I
bathed in everything this morning. Got a haircut?
I am about to disappoint you. I love to garden. Gardening is one of my favorite things in the world. I only get to do it in the warm months. And I did not plant a tomato garden this year.
So you've been horticulturally naughty again.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
And I haven't done anything in the yard. Nothing. And here's why. New puppy eats everything. Every time I go out there, I went out there to weed, and he follows me around, and he'll grab a weed out of my hand and traipse around, galloping, looking at me like, come get me. He will not allow me to garden. So I've taken this summer off, and next year I'm going to come back with a vengeance. Well, I don't know what else to do.
Well, the biggest thing then, if that's what you have to do this year, just make sure that you keep ahead of the weeds and don't let the weeds flower and don't let the weeds get ahead of you. If nothing else,
do the weeding.
Do the weeding. Don't let the weeds seed. There's an old expression that I always get backwards, and I can't remember if it's 1 year of weeds and 7 years of seeds or 1 year of seeds and 7 years of weeds. I think it's the last one.
Tony.
1 year of seeds and 7 years of weeds. So keep, if nothing else, Wendy, I would say keep after that. That's the most crucial thing. Once they get ahead of you, that's when life is rough in the garden.
It becomes overwhelming when you have too many weeds, and that's when I think you hire someone.
Oh, yeah? Is it time to hire somebody? If you're Wendy, what do you do with this, Tony?
I've pretty caught up right now, but thankfully it's been dry for the month of July, and now we're getting the rain.
Well, I was just on a garden tour. My first ever garden tour, and so I feel like I've been living in the garden, and so
you're like a garden gnome.
Yes, exactly. I feel your pain because I feel like I've been out there with tweezers all summer, even when it's 95 degrees out, and it's just, that's not fun.
Mm-mm. No, it sure isn't.
And dragging hoses, and I've been doing a lot of that to make sure everything gets water, so everything was perfect.
Yeah,
I didn't even water all summer.
Tony,
ooh.
You know, this is like witnessing a confession. I feel like I'm in plant confession.
Bill, I feel really guilty.
You should feel.
He's been so proud of me.
Until now.
I have been. Well, I still am. Intentions are always good. Your intentions were good. You have a puppy. That's a great excuse. I don't know of a better excuse than that.
Tony, I'm sure you saw this in the news.
About Wendy?
The people. No, not about Wendy, which also made the news, but it was further back in the paper.
Slow news day.
Yeah. All right, so Monsanto was making these products for lawn care that were a little bit dangerous, right?
Yes.
And a big lawsuit came down the pike because of them. How does this affect the average grower? How does that affect what people are putting on their plants for the most part? Does it have a longing effect on us or not?
Are you talking about the removal of the product or the product itself?
Both. Both.
Okay, the removal of the product, the thing about it is you're talking about Roundup, and there is nothing like it.
Yeah.
And that was the beauty of that product, you know, beauty in quotes now that we know more about it. The beauty of that product was that it was only absorbed through green foliage, and it was inactivated in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go in and do lawn renovations, or you could go into gardens overgrown like Wendy's before she caught up, and you could really get back to ground zero and start all over again. And so there's really, really nothing like it. So people that say, well, the organic ways, like vinegar, well, vinegar just burns the top off of something. I mean, you use vinegar, and 20 minutes later you go out, and that weed is already starting to turn yellow or brown, but all it does is burn the top off. And doesn't get the root.
Right.
So it's going to be, it'll be an interesting thing going forward to see how we approach this.
But for people who had been using it, what do they do now? What's their next move?
Personally, well, that, you know, I think that gets to be an ethical thing as a gardener.
Yeah.
Are you going to stop using it? Are you, you know, how do you dispose of it?
They're still
going to
sell it despite what?
Well, so far, right now, I have not heard of any. It hasn't been removed from our arsenal yet.
Right.
And we, of course, have to make a decision about that. And I think we'll probably take it off the shelves.
Potential danger there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I only used it in between bricks, you know, where weeds grow up in between bricks. Right. I didn't really use it anywhere else.
Well, the hope is that, you know, everybody uses all of these things responsibly and is making sure that they are covered and so that you don't have dermal absorption of that for sure or breathing it.
Didn't you have dermal absorption
one
time?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see a doctor about that?
Had to see a dog specialist. They flew a specialist in from Zurich. what about, though, I'm sure you saw the follow-up, is that now breakfast cereal companies say, uh-oh, we may have some in our breakfast cereal. Yes. That's bad. Yes.
Well, I guess what I would say is there anything, if we knew all of the different things, whether it was solvents or paint or all the things, you know, that's one of the big things about keeping houseplants, for example, is... We buy houseplants because they are pretty and they make us feel better, but they also do such an amazing job of taking out all kinds of VOCs, volatile organic compounds, from the rooms where we're sleeping and the rooms where we're living. And plants make our environment, our indoor environment, much, much, much safer. And we tend to overlook that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
312-981-7200 is the number to call. Tony Fulmer is here. If you have any questions, which usually we do, you can line them up now, 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will talk about it's lawn time, basically.
It is lawn time.
All right. We'll continue next. It's Bill F. Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. Tony Fulmer's with us, Chief Horticultural Officer at Chalet Nursery. You can go to chaletnursery.com or stop in 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette. Tony, I noticed, I think this was the driest July we've had in many, many years.
Yes.
It seems like we've been kind of making up for it. It's been raining. My grass does not look that bad. How come?
Because you're a good gardener?
No, I haven't done anything. I have done nothing all summer.
Well, what I'm seeing is that as a gardener, I have my own rain gauge because it's really important. It's been, especially lately, it has been so sporadic. And some places get an inch and a half, or they say, oh, here it gets 2 inches, and I go to my rain gauge and I have a tenth of an inch of rain in there. So it's you may have been the beneficiary of some of that rain that... some of us haven't gotten. How many times have you fertilized?
Fertilized. So, I've not done it ever.
Wendy. I'm embarrassed for her.
And what's the quality of your lawn?
Pretty good.
Well, great. Good. I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix
it. That's a miracle. Right. How can it be that good if she's not fertilizing? Tony, what's up there?
Well, I don't want to be a bad guess, but I guess one thing we have to look at is, you know, where's the bar?
Well, Wendy knows the answer to that question. Give her half a
second. I'm going to dispute that.
I was talking more about the lawn standards bar.
That's different.
I noticed that the backyard is in pretty rough shape, I'll tell you this.
Well, the puppy isn't helping.
The puppy finds one little hole and
it becomes
digs
a crater.
Yes. And we have slugs. I hate slugs. He eats slugs. I don't like slugs. Slugs are just snails without
shells.
Yeah, they're gross. Now, is that a problem for the lawn?
Well, no, not really.
Ugly?
No, it's really more of a problem for perennials and annuals. So do you have a lot of shade? Because typically you're not going to have slug problems unless you have a good bit of shade, a lot of soil moisture, a lot of soil surface moisture. If you mulch a lot, if you have things that they really, really like most hostas, for example. Any combination of those things, but maybe you have more moisture or it's shadier than you think and your garden isn't drying out as much as you think.
It is wet every morning.
Okay.
And so is the lawn. Gus has a lawn question for you. Gus, this is Tony Fulmer.
Hi, Gus.
Hi. I have quite a few bare spots in the lawn, and I'm trying to bring them all back.
Okay.
But it just seems like the seed won't germinate very quickly. Is there something that you can do to the seed, like soak it in water or something before you put it in the ground or lay it on the ground that would make it germinate faster?
No, I think the two things that you need to be looking at is make sure that you have assessed before you buy the seed, make sure that you have assessed what the light situation is. You know, do I have 5 or more hours of direct sun? If I have that, then I should have get a mix that is high in Kentucky blue. If I have less than 3 or 4 hours of sun, then I should be getting something that has fescue. So make sure that you're getting the right seed mix for your situation. The other thing is we have a tendency to not do, and I know it's hard work and it's grueling and it's boring, but it's like all things in the garden, it's about soil prep. So if you have hard compacted soil and you just throw the seed down on top of that, you're probably not going to be very successful. So you need to do the work and you need to make a bit of a soil bed.
So it penetrates down into the soil?
Well, in a perfect world, you would have it loosened to a depth of at least 3 to 5 inches.
Wow.
And so and then when you finish, you have little cracks and crevices that the seed can catch in. And the other thing that we tend to overlook is you definitely want to use a starter fertilizer, which is high in phosphorus, and that promotes a heavy root system. And then it's all about even moisture, even moisture, even moisture until you've mowed it 3 times.
Good luck to you, okay, Gus. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Did you have another
one? I was just going to say, I generally put black dirt down first and then put the seed on top of the black dirt. Do I need to put more black dirt on top of the seed?
No. That's the biggest mistake people make is they bury it, usually with peat moss. So, no, you want that right on the surface. But, see, again, that's problematic, okay, Gus, if you are putting topsoil down on top of compacted soil. Loosen it up, baby. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Will do.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you, Gus. And one more question. A lot of people are texting this in. John, you have a problem with your lawn. What is it?
Oh, it's the chick leader, this creeping Charlie. It's
yes.
Going everywhere. I don't know what to do about it.
Well, creeping Charlie is going to tend to start, if it has enough moisture, it'll go out in the sunny areas, but very often it comes in from the neighbors in the areas where it's damp and shady, and if it has enough moisture, it'll go into the sunny areas. But what you want to do is wait until we've had the first frost, and after the first frost, that changes the whole physiology of the plant, and then it will take up a weed killer very, very, very well. And so wait until October, we've had a first frost, and then apply a good broadleaf weed killer, and that'll really knock it back a lot, and then maybe you can finish it off next spring. But it will tend to come back in those same areas because those are the areas where the desirable turf grasses do not do as well.
Can you just dig it up?
You can pull, but the thing is, it roots along every stem, every joint, so it really, really, really gets a foothold, so you can break a lot and leave a lot of little pieces behind. So, yes, you can, especially if you catch it early. So the thing is, catch it early and don't let it get ahead of you. Don't let it get away from you.
Okay, appreciate that.
Good luck, John. Do we have time for one more?
Do one more, Wendy.
All right, Mary has called us at 312-981-7200. Hey, Mary.
Hi, I have a question. Is this the time of year to power rake? And if I do that, what will it do for my lawn?
Okay, now if you're talking about power raking or dethatching, the machine that has the little blades that go through like combs and rip things out of the ground, is that what you're talking about as opposed to core aeration?
Yes.
Okay, we do not believe in dethatching. It's a little, I think the best analogy, Mary, is would you take a steel curry comb that's used for an animal and use that to brush your hair and pull it through as hard as you can? That's exactly what dethatching does. It really doesn't do anything. If you are in need of, quote, dethatching, you would be better to either have someone core aerate for you, which is the machine that goes through and puts the plugs down and pulls up plugs of soil and throws those on the top, and that breaks through the thatch layer, and that allows water and seed and fertilizer to get down in there, and that will really, really make a big difference in your lawn come next spring. But never, ever, ever dethatch.
Great.
Thank you so much. Now, that would just thin out your lawn, wouldn't it?
It does nothing, yes. And it kind of beats up the soil surface, and the lawn is really, really stressed after that. So if you have a situation where you think you need to dethatch, then you probably should be investigating core aeration instead.
Told you, Wendy. Wendy and I have had this discussion every day for the last 6 months.
I'll bet.
We have the Chicago White Sox coming up. Their lawn looks really good. I will say that.
Yes, it does.
I'm sure they fertilize and do everything.
Yeah,
correctly.
If you have any questions, Tony, the best way to reach you at the Chalet Nursery is to either stop by 3132 Lake Avenue in Wilmette. There's a phone number as well.
Right. 847-256-0561.
And is there a website people can check out?
There is, www.chaletnursery.com.
Your thoughts on nematodes, them or against them?
There are beneficial, like all things in life, there are good ones and bad ones.
Yep. Would you dethatch your nematodes or not dethatch the nematodes?
They could be applied after.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
You're tough this morning.
Yeah.
You've done your homework.
Got it well.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Tony Fulmer, it's a pleasure to have you. Next time I see you, I want to have done a better job with my yard and garden.
It's all right.
Oh, you've been absolved.
Thank
Tony,
you
absolved
much.
Your sins.
Bless me, Tony, for I have sinned. All right, it's Bill, it's Wendy, Tony Fulmer, thank you so much. Go to ChaletNursery.com. White Sox baseball coming your way soon.